Could Elon Musk lose everything? Elon Musk loves pushing technological limits, even when it costs the Earth. The SpaceX phenomenon.
In 2002, with the fortune he'd made as a co-founder of PayPal, Elon Musk founded a rocket company, SpaceX. From childhood, he'd been fascinated by rockets and space exploration, but his experience as a rocket engineer was limited. Non-existent, in fact. Unsurprisingly, nobody took him seriously. Building space rockets was something nations did, not private companies. But within just 6 years, Musk had built a rocket so much cheaper than any previous machine that NASA gave him a $1.6 billion contract to service the International Space Station. It now relies on him almost exclusively. Last year, SpaceX sent 98 rockets into orbit, more than the rest of the world's space agencies combined. Many of these have been launching satellites for his Starlink internet service. Some 5,400 of the 8,377 satellites now orbiting Earth are Musk's. Once complete, Starlink will have 12,000 satellites, but so far, it only has about 1 million subscribers. Musk has a contract with NASA to take astronauts back to the moon. He's also built the next generation of a supersized rocket, which he has called Starship, to take people to Mars. On its two first test launches last year, Starship suffered what SpaceX described as a rapid, unscheduled disassembly. In other words, the rocket exploded. Up to now, building new rockets has used all the revenue that SpaceX makes, and billions more. In 2023, for the first time, SpaceX made a small profit. But according to Musk's business plan, it should have made $8 billion in profit in 2023, so it is not yet performing as hoped in financial terms.
The Tesla Mirage.
In 2004, Musk invested in Tesla, an electric car startup. By 2008, he had made himself CEO of the company and started selling its first model, the Roadster sports car. Suddenly, the image of electric cars went from boring to sexy. In the next few years, the company revolutionized the industry, even leasing its technology to giants such as BMW and Toyota as they tried desperately to catch up. By the end of 2023, Tesla's Model Y was the world's best-selling car, and the company was valued at $788 billion. $788 billion is more than the value of Toyota, Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz, General Motors, BMW, and Ford combined. But overall, Toyota alone sold five times as many cars as Tesla in 2023. So the valuation made no sense in strict business terms. In reality, experts say about 90% of Tesla's valuation is simply a reflection of Musk's rock star status. At the start of 2024, investors seemed to realize this, and Tesla lost close to $100 billion in value in just 2 weeks. But it can fall a lot more than that still, taking much of Musk's fortune with it.
The AI wars.
Since 2012, Elon Musk has played a big role in the development of AI. His primary concern was to ensure that artificial intelligence machines do not pose an existential danger to humanity. In 2012, he invested in DeepMind, the company that stunned the world with an AI computer that beat the world's best Go player. But Musk was forced out of DeepMind after the company sold itself to Google. Musk made tons of money, but Google's Larry Page, a man who doesn't share Musk's fears about AI, now controlled the foremost AI company. So Musk started OpenAI, a non-profit company whose specific mission was to create a safe, controllable form of AI. Because he was so busy with Tesla and SpaceX, Musk placed an entrepreneur named Sam Altman as CEO of OpenAI. They later argued, leading Musk to quit, but he had a backup plan. OpenAI's mission was safe because Altman was controlled by an ethics board. In 2022, the world was introduced to ChatGPT. Today, OpenAI is in a good position to become the dominant tech company of the future. The ethics board, fearing that Altman is more concerned with this than making AI safe, tried to fire him. They failed, and Altman now has complete control. Musk has since founded his own AI firm, xAI. Still, having twice failed in his ambition to make AI safe, Musk is now trying a new way to keep humanity in control of technology via another of his companies, Neuralink. In January, it successfully implanted a brain chip into its first human patient. Neuralink's objective is for people to be able to control computers and other devices with the power of thought alone. Of course, this could go wrong too.
The Twitter debacle.
In 2022, at the height of his success, Elon Musk spent $44 billion to buy the social network Twitter. On arrival, he sacked almost 50% of the staff, causing immediate problems with the service. He then shocked everyone by reinstating numerous accounts that had been suspended for offensive or extremist views. This soon caused an exodus of advertisers, the source of 90% of Twitter's revenue. As a result of all this, large numbers of ordinary people and celebrities left Twitter, which Musk soon renamed X. He now values the company at around $20 billion, which some say is too generous, and admits that it may go out of business entirely. Does all this show, many wonder, that Musk is out of control? This year, the Wall Street Journal published an article saying he has used drugs, including cocaine, mushrooms, and ketamine, at parties in full view of colleagues. In response, Musk said he had never tested positive for drugs, but it has the potential to become a major problem for him if verified, as U.S. federal policy expressly forbids NASA to enter into a contract with a known drug user. In which case, either SpaceX loses its primary client, or Musk is forced to leave SpaceX. In other words, Musk could lose control of his empire almost overnight. His theoretical fortune could evaporate if Tesla stock crashes. His entire social network could go bust. From being the world's richest man, he could become an object of ridicule. But supposing all that does happen, what next? Does anyone think a man like Musk would just give up and retire? Not likely. For one thing, we'll probably be hearing a lot more about Neuralink in the future.